Otto, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I've made a lot of friends during this process.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead and do some more work here. We welcome you back.
Thank you. Thank you all. Have a nice day.
You're a close neighbor by any means. So.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And then item 16 is another one that was deferred before the agenda was made. So I'm going to ask the board if they'd like to recess until 11:20. And at 11:20, we'll take up minor cases, starting with item 17. Is there a motion for that purpose?
Ryan Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joel Somerville, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Ryan Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Honor Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Vermejo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until 11:20, at which time we'll be on item 17. Please go ahead and stop your video and mute during the break for your own privacy, and we'll see you at 11:20. Thank you. Ready? All right. We are resuming the March 30th meeting of the Development Review Board. We are on minor cases, starting with item 17, PR 2022-6762, preliminary final plat SD 2022-43 for the Chamberlains at 2217 Matthew Avenue, Northwest, and the agent is Aldrich Land Surveying.
Good morning, Chair Wolfley. I can't, for some reason, my video is disabled. It says disabled by you guys. Anyway, my name is Timothy Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, located in Albuquerque, agent for Stephen and Susan Chamberlain.
Okay, Mr. Aldrich, do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah. At least you had one of those snazzy pictures if the video doesn't come on. So okay. Welcome, Mr. Aldrich. Go ahead and give us an overview of the request.
So our request is a lot division of an existing little over a half an acre tract of land on the north side of Matthew Road, just east of Rio Grande Boulevard. There's an older home that's fairly deteriorated. It's going to be demolished. And then there'll be two newer homes built. If this plat is approved, there'll be two newer homes with new service lines, et cetera, to provide water and sanitary sewer through a private easement to both parcels.
Okay. That helps. Let me turn to the public. Is there any member of the public here to speak on item 17 at 2217 Matthew Avenue? Please speak up now or raise your hand. Okay, I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good morning, Tim. Regarding this case, we have no objections. You're within our service area. You don't owe pro rata. There's no public improvements needed, and your plat does include a private easement for the northern lot to get service out to the public main. So we have no objections, and happy to answer any questions if you have any, but otherwise we're good to go. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Carter.
Code enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The property is zoned rural and agricultural, RA, and must meet all dimensional standards of the RA zone as per IDO section 5.1, table 5.1 for platting and development. Property is located in an area of consistency and must meet contextual lot size standards per IDO section 5.1C2B. The contextual lot size calculations were presented in our comments. They are as follows. The total acreage of four lots measured came out to an average of 0.3714. And the minimum lot size allowed, 75% of this is 0.2785 acres. the maximum of 0.4643. The lot sizes proposed are as follows. For lot 24A is 0.2827 acres. This fits within the allowed contextual lot sizes allowed. And lot 24B, though, is 0.25 acres. This is less than the minimum allowed contextual lot size. Based on the calculations shown in the lot sizes proposed, you would need to obtain prior approval for the smaller lot size before code enforcement can approve the proposed plat action. This can be done either through submittal of a deviation application with the application for the preliminary final plat, or by obtaining an approved variance for the smaller lot to meet the calculated lot size. I submitted a lot or a map with my comments showing the lots that were utilized in this. And keep in mind that the lots that were utilized as per the IDO section 51C2B, the statement in there on the, what governs the lots that are able to be utilized in this contextual lot size calculation are portions of the blocks fronting the same street as the lot where the new low density residential development is to be constructed, rather than on the size of the individual subdivision lots shown on the existing subdivision plat. So that is the rationale and the purposes for the contextual lot sizes and their calculations. I have no further comments, and I frankly have no objections to what they are proposing, but cannot get around the contextual lot size calculations and need to get that properly approved prior to code enforcement being able to approve it. With that, I'll open up for any questions that you may have for me.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. This is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I did understand the calculations. I had sent an exhibit in and this morning. Most of the lots around this lot are close to either 0.25 or 0.27 acres. The one directly to the east, fronting Matthew, is 0.2702.
Okay, Mr. Aldrich?
Yes.
I'm gonna send us in a different direction, because the lots around the lot are not how the IDO has us do the contextual standards. It's the lots facing the same street, but we're so close here that I'd kind of like to move toward looking at some solutions.
Can I just interject one thing, ma'am?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jay put up the exhibit. So, and I do understand now, I understand more clearly about not being around that, but I would note that the lot facing, the two lots facing Matthew, one of them, which is here, is 0.2500, and this one right here is 0.2702. Can't those be included in this calculation?
Actually, they are not facing or fronting onto Matthew. They are facing or fronting onto the other blocks, Corianda Court, and I've forgotten the name of the street to the Harvest Lane, unfortunately. So they are not able to be included because they are not fronting on the same street as per the section of code that I read and referred to. The items that you've proposed would certainly make a good argument for justification of a deviation or a variance either way. And hence, that's my recommendation is pursue either one of those avenues for approval. Because you do have very relevant information and very, like I said, I can't say whether it would be approved or would not, but that certainly is some pretty good justification you have in favor of your argument.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Aldrich, this is Tim Aldrich.
I was just gonna say, I understand more clearly now. So thank you. Hopefully we can work on that deviation. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, so I just wanted to look at some paths forward for you. And, you know, obviously one is moving the lot line slightly to divide to give a little more land to the 0.25 acre lot. The other one is the deviation, which is part of this, can be part of this plat process. You just need to do the justification. And then Mr. Palmer, if he were to receive a 10% deviation on that back lot, that would cover the requirement. Is that correct?
Yes. I did some calculations yesterday, and I'm sorry, I did not get that portion in my notes, but the deviation of the minimum lot size of 75% is 0.2785. That number less the timber allowed 10% deviation would come to 0.25065, which we have discussed internally as being comfortable in rounding to that 0.25, thereby meeting the required amount for the deviation.
Mr. Palmer, this is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. And this is a question for you and Chair Wolfley. Would it be our case be helped more if we made these two tracks even acreages and they would both be 0.2664?
Well, with the minimum lot size being 0.2785, then you're going to have to request deviations on both of the lots.
Oh, okay.
You certainly could do that. You might also be able to modify it, as I believe Chair Wolfley suggested, is another possibility of modifying it to where you have a little bit less of a deviation to apply for on that quarter acre parcel. That would certainly work in your favor as well, I would think, and yet still keep the other one within that allowed use, so you only have to apply for the one deviation. So that you got several options you might want to consider, all of which would have their pros and cons.
Yes, sir. Okay. I think we'll take into probably the way forward would be like Chair Wolfley had said. We changed the front lot to the 0.2785 and put the little bit of additional into the back lot to get it a little closer for the deviation request.
And I would be happy to discuss this further with you offline after the meeting as needed to coordinate with you on this.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Aldrich. And I think you're close to a solution there. So I just wanted to encourage you on that. I know a lot of times these contextual standards puzzle people and confuse people and concern people, but there also are some nice solutions here. Parks and Rec?
Madam Chair?
Mm-hmm.
This is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. One of the things that, just to bring up a point of confusion, is when the people that own the property look into the zoning and it says you can have a 0.2500 acres within that zoning, but they don't go any further than that. Just a point of knowledge. Thank you.
Yes, and that's where there are cross references in the IDO. And if you look at actually subdivision and lot, I can't say it off the top of my head, probably 5.4, when it talks about creating a lot, that's where there is the reference to the contextual standards. And I don't know if that table also has a reference to them, but anyhow, thanks for working with us. We see some good paths forward for your client, and they can choose, because I know you also have this easement going on the side of lot 24A, which may make you, that could have been why you made that one bigger. So anyhow, I think there are easy paths or good paths for you, however it works best for your clients with what they're trying to build on these lots.
Thank you.
Okay, Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. There's no comments for this request.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armejo, Hydrology. Please provide a cross-lot drainage easement naming beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities to the plat. Also, any future plans, an approved grading drainage plan will be required if any of our thresholds are met.
Thank you, Mr. Armejo. This is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I will add that that note. I already informed the client that we'll need to add a cross-lot note, so I'll get that on there today or tomorrow.
Thank you.
Transportation?
Hello, this is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. The sidewalk that's there along Matthew Place, per the new DPM requirements, shall be a minimum of 5 feet wide. If it slightly deviates from this, a DRB determination can be requested. Any curb cuts that are no longer going to be used in front of the property should be replaced with curb and gutter to line up with the new access easement. Also, the access easement itself within the site should be a minimum of 20 feet wide for fire access. A firm surface and driveway shall be in place prior to signing off on the plat. Alternatively, an infrastructure list can be generated for these items.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfenbarger. Thank you. This is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I understand, and we will change the access easement to 20 feet. Per that requirement, I do have a question on the sidewalk and this curb cut issue. So the easement does line up with the main curb cut at the southwest corner of the tract. There is another curb cut to the east. I think I sent you an exhibit showing that one. Can those modifications to both the sidewalk width and closing off that second driveway opening, can that happen as part of the building permits and grading plans that will be necessary to develop these two lots?
In that specific case, we can accept an infrastructure list alternatively.
Okay. But can we do it during building permit?
Yes, but the infrastructure list has to be set up for these improvements.
Okay. All right. Does that include the driveway being constructed?
Well, we like to close off any curb cuts that are not going to be used anymore, and any modifications you may be using to the one that you're existing. Yes, that those would be items that would be needed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and then Mr. Aldrich, you've done a determination request before with us?
Yes.
Okay, so that with regard to the sidewalk on Matthew. Okay, let's go to planning.
Hey, Rodenbeck. So Mr. Aldrich, we just need to have the project and application numbers added to the plat. Here, I don't have that page pulled up here, but right here. You need to have the project and application numbers added to the plat. I just note that future development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO and DPM, including but not limited to IDO section 5.2, site design and sensitive lands, drainage area. Note the property is within an area of consistency. We just, you know, went over those contextual standards with code enforcement comments. And can you just clarify that all standards within IDO section 5.4c are being met?
Yes, I believe they are being met. Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying.
All right, thank you. And an additional comment we'll have, if there's going to be an infrastructure list requirement, is we'll need a recorded IIA before final sign-off from planning.
Correct.
That's all I have.
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. I just noted that. This is Jay Rudenbeck. That's all I have as far as planning comments.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
So I think the question, Mr. Aldrich, is do you want to get any of your a resubmittal in by noon on Friday? Or do you want to go out from today a couple of weeks to give you more time?
Chair Wolfley, Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I would prefer, I don't think I can honestly get this stuff done by Friday. I would prefer if I could get come back in on the 13th, I think it is. That'd give me a couple of weeks to get the stuff done and talk with code enforcement further and get all that paperwork started.
Okay. Great. So is there a motion to defer item 17 to April 13th?
Planning Quarter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Planning Quarter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Carmijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 17, PR 2022-6762, preliminary final plat SD 2022-43 to April 13th.